Welcome to the All About Music podcast, where we will provide the best offerings about the world of music around the world. In episode 310 this time, we will enter the best of songs of all time segment where we will discuss more about the song, How Deep Is Your Love, which was a very popular song in its era, performed by Bee Gees. What kind of explanation do you think about the making of the song? So instead of that, stay tuned with us in this episode. How Deep Is Your Love is a pop ballad written and recorded by the Bee Gees in 1977 and released as a single in September of that year. It was ultimately used as part of the soundtrack to the film Saturday Night Fever. It was a number 3 hit in the United Kingdom and Australia. In the United States, it topped the Billboard Hot 100 on the 25th of December 1977, becoming the first of 6 consecutive U.S. number 1 hits. Ended the 10-week reign of Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life and stayed in the top 10 for 17 weeks, being the first song to spend 17-plus weeks in the top 10 since Chubby Checker's The Twist. It was also the longest song to be in the top 10 in one run. It would hold the record until End of the Road by Boyz II Men. This song spent 19 weeks in the top 10 after the introduction of Nielsen SoundScan in 1991 allowed singles to achieve longer runs on the charts. It spent 6 weeks atop the U.S. Adult Contemporary chart. It is listed at number 22 on the 55th anniversary edition of Billboard's all-time top 100. Alongside Stayin' Alive and Night Fever, it is one of the group's 3 tracks on the list. The song was covered by Take That for their 1996 Greatest Hits album, reaching number 1 on the UK singles chart for 3 weeks. How Deep Is Your Love ranked number 375 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In a British TV special shown in December 2011, it was voted the nation's favorite Bee Gees song by ITV viewers. During the Bee Gees' 2001 Billboard magazine interview, Barry reportedly said that How Deep Is Your Love was his favorite Bee Gees song. Following mixing for Here At Last, Bee Gees, Live, they began recording songs for what was to be the follow-up studio album to 1976's Children of the World. Then the call came from Robert Stigwood requesting songs for a movie he was producing. The Bee Gees obliged and gave him 5 songs, one of which was How Deep Is Your Love. This track was written mainly by Barry Gibb, Robin Gibb and Maurice Gibb. Barry worked out the melody with keyboard player Blue Weaver, though he is not credited officially as a songwriter here. Co-producer Al Pigalutin later admits the contribution of Weaver on this track, one song, Where Blue, Weaver, had a tremendous amount of input. There was a lot of things from his personality. That's one where his contribution was quite significant, not in a songwriting sense, through when you play piano, it's almost like writing the song. Blue had a lot of influence in the piano structure of that song. Weaver tells his story behind this track, one morning, it was just myself and Barry in the studio. He said, play the most beautiful chord you know, and I just played. What happened was I'd throw chords at him and he'd say, no, not that chord, and I'd keep moving around and he'd say, yeah? That's a nice one, and we'd go from there. Then I'd play another thing. Sometimes, I'd be following the melody line that he already had and sometimes I'd most probably lead him somewhere else by doing what I did. I think Robin came in at some point. Al P also came in at one point and I was playing an inversion of a chord, and he said, oh no, I don't think it should be that inversion, it should be this, and so we changed it to that. But by the time Al P had come in, the song was sort of there. A demo was made at Le Chateau d'Aroville in France with the additional recording done at Criteria Studios when they got back to Miami. As Weaver says, we started work about 12 o'clock, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and that demo was done at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Al P played piano on the demo. I drunk too much or gone to bed or something. Then I woke up the next morning and listened to that, and then put some strings on it and that was it. Then we actually recorded it for real in Criteria. The chords and everything stayed the same. The only thing that changes from that demo is that when we got to Criteria, I worked out the electric piano part, which became the basis of the song. It was the sound of the piano that makes the feel of that song. Despite Weaver's absence on the first demo of the song as he fell asleep, Gluten claimed, "Even though I did the demo because he wasn't there, there were a lot of things from his personality on How Deep Is Your Love." On the song's lyrics, Barry revealed, "A lot of the textures you hear in the song were added on later. We didn't change any lyrics, mind you. But the way we recorded it was a little different than the way we wrote in the terms of construction. A little different for the better, I think." The title, How Deep Is Your Love, we thought was perfect because of all the connotations involved in that sentence, and that was simply it. There was some talk of Yvonne Elliman recording How Deep Is Your Love, but according to Barry, their manager Robert Stigwood said, "You've got to do this song yourself. You should not give it to anybody." How Deep Is Your Love was released as a single in September 1977 everywhere except in the UK, where it was released on the 14th of October 1977. By the time Children of the World was recorded, it was pretty much established that Barry was now the primary vocalist of the group, mostly being falsetto leads with the occasional natural breathy voice. Even most of the backing vocals were done by Barry, such that Robin and Maurice are barely heard in the mix, even though they are there. Despite this, Robin sings the melody for the chorus and audibly sings various ad-libs during this song. Two music videos were made for this song. In one, the precursor to the main music video released later, the brothers are shown singing while an image of a woman shows throughout the video. Barry Gibb had his beard shaven off in this video, as in the Night Fever video. A second video, the main one, was later made in which features the brothers sing while passing by a stream of rainbow lights. In this video, Barry Gibb is bearded. On the Cashbox charts on the week, the 4th of February 1978, when it was at number 13, the soundtrack's second single, Stayin' Alive, was at number 1 with Night Fever, debuted at number 71 on the same week. When How Deep Is Your Love became a UK number 3, Barry exclaimed, "You have no idea what a thrill it is to have a top 5 single in England. With all the new wave and punk rock out, I would have thought something like How Deep Is Your Love wouldn't have a chance. We always kept going forward and were getting stronger every day." Billboard described the song as a warm, tender ballad, saying that after a slow beginning it grows to a heightened, expressive delivery. The song won Best Pop Performance by a group at the 20th Grammy Awards, which were held on the 23rd of February 1978. The song also received a nomination for Best Original Song at the 35th Golden Globe Awards held on the 28th of January 1978. The award went to "Do Light Up My Life" by Casey Sissick. At the time of both award ceremonies, the song was still in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. In 1983, the Bee Gees were sued by a Chicago songwriter, Ronald Sell, who claimed that the Gibb brothers stole melodic material from one of his songs, Let It End, and used it in How Deep Is Your Love. At trial, the jury returned a finding for Sell. The Bee Gees' attorney immediately asked for judgment notwithstanding the verdict. The basis for the motion was that Sell had failed to show, as was required by the law, that the Bee Gees had prior access to his song. Even Sell had admitted that he'd sent out his demo tape to only a few recording companies, none of whom did business with the Bee Gees. Sell also admitted that there were some similarities between his song and several Bee Gee compositions that predated his song by several years, as well as similarities with the Beatles song From Me to You, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, under Lennon-McCartney. The judge ruled in favor of the Bee Gees. Sell appealed the ruling, but it was upheld by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which agreed that Sell had not proven his case. Take That's version was released as a single from their Greatest Hits compilation in 1996. The single went on to become what was to be the band's final UK number one until their 2006 comeback single, Patience, a decade later. The song stayed at number one in the UK charts for 3 weeks. The single sold 671,000 copies and has received a platinum sales status certification in the UK. The song also topped the charts in Denmark, Ireland, Israel, Latvia, and Spain. In 2018, they recorded an updated version with Barry Gibb. The music video saw the four members of the band tied to chairs and in a basement. A blonde woman with heavy mascara, actress and model Paula Hamilton, walks into the basement and circles the four members individually, pulling their hair. She then puts them all into her van and drives down the motorway. She stops by a reservoir and has the four members placed on the edge. She points at each member before grabbing Gary's rope and pushes him back, still holding on. Her fingers slip through the rope and he falls backwards into the reservoir, still tied to the chair. She initially looks shocked but then smirks. That's the summary we can give you about How Deep Is Your Love song. We apologize if there are deficiencies or mistakes in the words we say. Don't forget to follow and share with your friends if we are here. Alright, to close this episode, we will play How Deep Is Your Love song by Bee Gees. Thank you and see you in the next episode.
When they all should let us be.